Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Let's talk a little about our struggling baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, FCC is requiring us to all give our thoughts on what's going on with Jesus Luzardo.
Okay.
Have to.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he was tipping pitches.
I was hoping he was.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But there is...
By the way, Ike, I was at the vet yesterday, taking Scotchy to the vet for the first three innings of the game. I'm sitting in the exam room, and I look at the score. It's whatever it was. You know, Luzardo.
6-0.
I just text Jack. I'm like, what the hell is going on with Luzardo?
Yeah.
And he's like, I think he's tipping pitches. I'm like, all right, cool.
Well,
this is bad news.
Well, it was like, man, because... And against the Brewers, you could excuse it away. Our sabermetrics guy, L.A., told us that the average exit velocity against Luzardo was like 80-some miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like they were making a lot of hard contact. I mean, yesterday, he was getting smoked.
They're tattooing the
I mean,
ball.
He was getting absolutely killed. And I kept thinking, a guy with this stuff, right, for them to just be jumping all over him, it was like first pitches. Like first pitches, they were having no problems. Like they knew what was coming. I think that what he could be dealing with is dead arm or an injury. Like, I don't think it's tipping pitches. Dead arm could be playing in. He's already surpassed his innings, not his innings limit, the amount of innings he pitched last year. So maybe there's some fatigue setting in here. The fastball looks a little flat to me. So that's something that they have to work out. But the injury thing is more concerning from the standpoint of some history here. So Todd Zielecki had this stat that the last two Phillies pitchers that have allowed 8-plus earned in two straight starts was Nola in 2016, right before he had season-ending elbow surgery, and then Roy Halladay in 2013, right before he had season-ending shoulder surgery. So the last time this has happened to two Phillies pitchers, both ended their season within a couple of starts. Like, that's worst-case scenario with Jesus Luzardo.
Can I ask you something, though? So I'm looking at Jesus Luzardo's career stats. And let's take away 2019 when he only pitched 6 games. 59 innings, 95 innings, 100 innings, 178, 66, 72.
Yep.
So he's only had 2 seasons his entire career. It's been 100 innings or more. Have they been too – so here's a guy with injury issues.
Yes.
And we all see how careful they're being with Painter. Have they been
careful they've been with, I think, you know, Sanchez, you could say.
Sanchez as well.
Yep.
Have they been too aggressive with Luzardo this year from an innings pitch standpoint? A guy who has pitched 72 innings and 66 innings the last 2 years.
72 innings, by the way, in June.
I'm sorry, 72 innings this year. Yep. 66 innings last year. 178 the year before, but then 57, 95, 59.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could make the case, sure, but it's also at the same time, like, either you're a big boy pitcher or not. But he's a year and a half away from being paid. Like, if he wants that contract, he's going to have to take down innings. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, but it's kind of like the Saquon conversation we were having, where it's like when you get in there, it's hard to pull these guys and when they're pitching well, because the bullpen also they're light in the bullpen, so sometimes you have to extend these starters.
Well, I hope it's a dead arm thing where you put him on the IL for 10 days, have him miss a start or two, and then he comes back. Yeah. But like we said the same thing with Ranger last year. We're hoping it was a dead arm thing.
Yeah.
You know.
And look how that worked.
He never recovered.
Yep.
You know.
Now the nice part is or not a nice part is maybe not the right term to use. But he, if they wanted to, and if they are worried about concern, I mean, his stuff out of the bullpen would be pretty electric. Like, if they have all these guys coming up and they have good depth and Nola comes back and looks like Nola, you know, Hugh brought it up.
I was going to say, guess who suggested Lizardo in the bullpen?
Now, he suggested it before the Brewers start when he's had a 2.1 ERA.
Right is right.
No, he's right, but he also jinxed him. He also 100% jinxed him. So you can take that to Bucky's. But Lizardo out of the bullpen. If he keeps pitching like this,
yeah,
and they need another lefty out there, he would be disgusting for the left side.
And every time we talk about the starters, it all is dependent on Nola coming back. Like, Nola's got to come back and look decent. Or all this stuff is putting guys in the bullpen, all this stuff is moot.
Sure. Right. Well, and Painter has to come up and be effective.
Yeah.
And Abel has to continue to pitch the way that he has pitched.
I don't think Abel's a factor once Nola's back.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think he could be a bullpen piece after the trade deadline if he's still here. And they don't need a starter. So the Lizardo thing is certainly concerning. Speaking of dicey.
By the way, with Lizardo, I'm just expecting
the worst.
Him to miss the next start. No, I'm just expecting let's sit him down for a start and let
him collect
himself.
They have been doing that this year. They have. Yeah. They've been doing it.
Nola's had the longest ankle sprain in the history of pitching.
Seriously.
Now it's a side issue, so now he's got the side thing. They're going to find another one.
Yep.
Until that velocity's back at 93. Only five more years.
Yep. Exactly. Only five more years.
Only five more years. But, yeah. Man. Yeah. Lizardo, I'm sure, will.
Was that a six-year deal?
I think it was.
I thought it was a seven-year deal.
I thought it was 7-162. So last year.
Last year was the first year of it, right?
Yeah, so I think it'll be five after this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yes.
Yep. Speaking of things that could get
longer than a beat steal.
Always bringing it back.
Yeah, well.
Hey, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
So speaking of things that could get dicey, we got a bullpen game tonight.
Oh, God. Who's the first guy?
So Joe Ross.
Okay, I like Joe Ross.
Yeah, but he's going to give
you. The good thing is the Pirates can't score.
Well, you watch. Tonight is a 7-3 loss, and it's panic time tomorrow.
I am mentally – well, thank God we're off. It's going to be Rob Ellis and Mike Sielski melting down at 10 o'clock. Well, they're facing Bailey Falter, who, for those of you that like playing Phils trivia at home, started game four of the 2022 NLCS for the Phils. Last six starts is a .76 ERA.
And remember OG said he was a hard thrower?
He did. And I said he throws 90, OG. It's again, another hard toss and lefty, Bailey Falter.
It's all relative.
I love how Ike remembers that.
Yeah.
All the things that have happened on the show. We interviewed Daryl Morey.
I can't remember. Yep. Yes.
You'll never forget OG Wade's Bailey Falter throwaway take.
I forgot that Ike forgot we interviewed Daryl Morey. Yep. Like, when are we getting him on the show?
So good. So Alan Rangel was brought up. I know you're excited about that. He's just like a depth arm from the Iron Pigs. They can give him a couple innings if things aren't going well. So they need – tonight's going to be dicey. We know that. It puts a lot of pressure on Suarez and Sanchez in the next two nights. And then whenever Wheeler gets back, I mean, using all these bullpen guys, heading into a Cubs week next week where the Cubs have arguably the best lineup in the National League, man, it is
– By the way, how many kids is Zach Wheeler – like having right now.
This is number four.
No, I mean right this second because like.
Oh, well, Cassidy didn't miss a game.
Yeah. I mean, Wheeler, they put him on paternity 2 days ago and he's not going to pitch all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's back Monday against the Cubs.
Okay.
Monday against the Cubs. Well, I would.
Could use him.
No, I would rather have him Monday against the Cubs than wasting this weekend against the Pirates. I'll say that. Here
we go. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Well.
This is Zach's fourth child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Gets. All you had to do was be there when the baby was born. Come yep. on back to work. There's nothing else for you to do.
So we'll see. We'll see. And then I guess last.
And that's a message for you when you get to your fourth one. There's no more paternity leave.
Let's just focus on three. Also, Lisa, did you hear that?
We're not your manager. There's nothing wrong with that. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, but it's workplace harassment.
It is.
But yeah, let's work on three before we get into four. Right?
Okay, thank you. Bad.
Let's not get that far. And then final thing, Bryce is still not right. I mean, he hit the home run in game one.
It wasn't a super powerful home run. Yeah,
no. And he talked after that game how it still hurts him and he's still swelling. So it was a good home run in game one, but not much after that. Was still working counts fine, but it was a lot of one-arm swings rather than, you know, looking to launch.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A new one. Who's the better draft prospect, Travis Hunter or Ace Bailey? What do we think the response is on that?
I would say, what do you think they're going? Ace Bailey?
Oh,
they believe Travis Hunter is the better prospect.
Well, hopefully.
Yes. I would say Travis Hunter.
You want to give me a number?
Let's go
67%. 69.7%.
I was getting worried about my numbers today. I don't think I've been close all day.
You're close on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
No, that was Travis Hunter, though?
Yeah, Travis Hunter.
It went yep. Travis Hunter.
Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
First off, can I give a shout-out to our boy Justin? Justin, good for you. Don't take any lip from that cast iron hipsman's bike. Good for you.
Shut up, Chris.
I thought we were talking about OG Wade's producer, Justin.
Yeah, no.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of Justins running around here.
Too
Morgenstein,
many Justins. Yeah, too
Durazio,
many Justins.
Yep. Whatever little Justin's last name is.
Yep. Make me sick.
Can
I keep doing it, Justin.
I will debate you and destroy you.
He will. He all did. Right. He already did.
Do you have like a whole jolly soundboard back there?
Half my board is jolly drops, and I never get to use them outside of overnights. I'm having
Hell
a great
yeah.
time back here.
Yeah,
Hell
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Just make sure everybody, nobody's on speakerphone.
Na-na-na-na-na. Look at you did this. Not here for that.
What the hell?
Okay. Chris, start talking, or this isn't going to stop.
Right. Yes, please. Let me just get right to it. Let me run through my 1 through 11 here.
No. We're not doing this till next week.
Hold on.
Okay.
But what about what if he's cooking though?
Well, let me give you a heads up of a player that there's one player not on my board and one player on my board.
Okay.
I'll give you two that are on there. One is category is two people, and that would be the exciting white. So
that's two people.
On the board. That's two people. They're one category, though. They're exciting white. Moro Ojomo is on the board. With
six sacks last year.
You're a moron.
And there'll be a number one quarterback that is not on the top 11. So, but we'll get to that next week.
Okay.
Guys, the Phillies here. What's going on with this? This is just, I blame Hugh for this. I'm glad you mentioned this. He's brought bad juju on this team, and we can't have this happen. I mean, the guy brings this on us, and he disappears and hides in a bathroom down at Bucky's for a couple hours. Like,
I gotta talk to him about that. I don't know what the hell was going on.
And can he use his power for good? By the way, can he say like offense in baseball is a luxury, and then we have the number one offense?
We do need that
in baseball.
Ike, you better talk to your boy. I don't know if you saw the clip of the bathroom thing that he put out, but it's very disturbing.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
what did he do?
Well, he posted a video of him in the bathroom. He's in a stall talking about how this is a good. What did he say, Chris? This is a. It's a good place to do whatever.
And then he mentioned that that particular door stall doesn't go all the way to the grounds, which means other people out there can hear him while he's videoing this. And then he's like, I'm about to do some damage in here. And I'm like, can you imagine being that to him?
Imagine Spike, the program director,
with Hugh monitoring. Hugh would break me. Hugh would break me. As a program director, I love you. I love you.
Of course, God.
He would. I mean, Rod has patience. Spike would not be able
to. Rod's not sure when he's tweeting.
That's a good point.
So,
yeah.
Guys, I know you don't have much time here, but I did want to bring up one other thing.
Of course.
Great.
Football related.
Yeah.
No. This is football related.
Okay.
The clown coach down in Dallas, man, it is going to be a good year between he and Jerry and the dumb things that will come out of their mouth.
Did he say something?
Oh, yeah. He sounds like a total idiot. They asked him if he's going to win the Super Bowl, and you got to listen to it.
Yeah. All right. I'll listen to it. You got a famous breakup, Chris?
I do have a famous breakup. How about Mr. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston?
That is a big one. Pitt's had a couple of big breakups.
Yeah, that was a big one, though.
Yep.
That was a big one.
Yep.
Everybody liked Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Well, he left her to go to
Angelina Jolie.
Right?
Yep. It's big.
Yeah. Mr. Smith. That was a terrible movie.
Yep. Horrible movie.
And then he broke up with her.
Yeah.
And now she's suing him. Or she sued him.
She is?
Right, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Do you ever get the feeling Chris is like, you've been to a comedy show before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the local opener, who sometimes isn't very good,
right.
And he says the punchline, and everyone just sort of sits there awkwardly as nobody laughs, and nobody wants to boo him, because I feel like Chris, when he's on, is like the local opener at a comedy show.
Facts!
All right, okay. This has got to stop.
I disagree.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, Justin.
Yeah. I mean, I love Chris.
Yeah.
More of a midday show guy.
Yeah, just like, you don't need to do five different bits. Just come in, give us your point, give us something funny on the way out. I think I screwed him up.
Yeah.
I think I screwed him up by telling him he couldn't give us his whole top 11 list. So.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Jose, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike.
Yo.
You ready for Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday, September 4th.
Oh, the game, yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, give me at least a date.
You ready?
Yeah, banner night. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, Ike. Saquon is your savior. I'm going to be honest. Saquon is your savior. Saquon got y'all to the Super Bowl, and y'all should let that man break that record. But Saquon is not going to have the same year like he had last year, and you know it. Because all the running backs that have good years, the second year they don't have the same year that they had. Right or wrong?
You're right. Spike told
us
that.
You know what I'm saying? And he's not getting over 1,200 yards. He's not. He's not getting 1,200 yards. And Hurts a good quarterback, but Hurts is not all that the way y'all think about Hurts. God, Hurts this and that. He's not. He's not because he throw the ball, but he don't throw the ball away like the boy from Cincinnati Bengals. Quarterback for Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow. He's not like Joe Burrow that throw that ball.
Oh, what is Joe Burrow won?
Joe Burrow ain't won nothing, but he better than Hurts. Jack, hold on for a second, Jack. If you put Joe Burrow in that same team that Hurts in, y'all won Super Bowls back-to-back.
Oh, well, guess what? If Jalen Hurts was in the Bengals last year, they probably are in the Super Bowl.
No, what do you mean? No, Jack. You're dreaming, Jack. And you know what, Jack?
No.
We're going to get – hey, Jack, we are going to get you this year, Jack. Watch and see, Jack. I'm just going to let you with that
What are you, a Cowboys fan? Yo, what are you, a rat?
You know I'm a Cowboys fan.
Can smell
fan.
A rat.
And y'all Eagles fans saying, oh, we going back-to-back to the Super Bowl. This y'all not going back-to-back to no damn
Brian Schottenheimer stinks.
This year, and y'all watch and see Thursday. We going to kick that ass. Y'all have a good one.
Wow.
Go Dallas, baby. Go Dallas.
Oh, go Dallas.
There he is.
Go Dallas.
Yeah.
Little chesty.
What?
Cowboys.
You ready for Thursday, Ike?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
You ready for Thursday? What do you mean?
4 months from now?
Yeah, 90 days.
90 days.
Morgan signs on the watch.
Days. Every day Eagles. 90 days.
Yep.
Yeah. Cowboys.
Yeah, come on. Smell a rat.
George Pickens. They're excited.
George Pickens, plot thickens.
They're excited.
Eagles in five? Is that what Corey does?
If you're a Cowboys fan, I could understand a little bit of excitement this year after the disaster that last year was.
Right.
You know, like, Dak will be there. Everybody's there. You know, they won't. You know what? I can't believe they won, what, 8 games last year, which is
seven.
A miracle.
Without Dak.
7?
Right?
I thought they won 8.
7 or 8.
Oh, okay. 8? I thought they won 8. Whatever it was.
Okay. Yeah.
It felt like a bigger disaster than it was when you look at the record.
Dak missed 7 games. Maybe that's what it was.
There'll be at least a real team this year.
Maybe.
You know, a real football team. Yeah, last year they weren't a threat at all. This year they'll be a
7-10 last year.
7-10. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the time of the year for Cowboys fans to get excited before they actually start playing and reality sets in. Yeah.
June. Yeah.
Get excited in June and July.
Yeah, of course.
Pump it up. Pump it up.
Oh, by the way, it was Chuck and Mount Airy that said Bailey Falter threw hard from the left side.
Oh, I thought that was OG.
No, it was Chuck.
That was Chuck? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think that the Chuck line of the day was he's been watching AA and AAA baseball.
Yeah, he's been watching. He's been watching. I appreciate it.
Where is he watching this?
I was going to say, is he making the trip up there?
On the internet? Games are on the internet,
the
right?
Oh, yeah, come on, man. You know I have an MLB.
This dude is looking at minor league baseball.
MILB.TV, yes. You kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think Chuck is doing that.
No.
These games are not on TV here, right?
No. Now, unless he lives close enough to Allentown, those games are on TV. But he
lives in Mount Airy.
I know.
Yeah.
You don't think he's grinding the tape on old Crawford?
No, I don't think so. Do you think... If they were to bring up, aside from Painter, if they were to bring up one guy, who do you think it would be, and who would you want them to bring up?
I think Kemp's close.
Otto Kemp is close.
Yes, I think that's the Weston Wilson. If Wilson doesn't turn, now I know he's been great on the mound.
I was going to say we need him in the bullpen.
He's got a 0 ERA.
Yep.
I think they could be close to a Kemp call up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little spark over what's his name over
Crawford?
The center fielder over Crawford.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. The Crawford thing is tough. I mean, it's not as easy as he's hitting 340. It's how he's getting to the 340.
Well, yeah, you told me it's 60% ground ball.
63% ground ball rate.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it's pretty
now,
bad.
He's fast,
he's
right?
He's really fast.
So that could be
again,
just
might,
how he gets on base.
He might be a unicorn. I don't know. But it's not like he's a
– Vince Coleman.
But he's not like Stephen Kwan from the standpoint of like he strikes out a good amount too. That's the concerning part.
But again
– And his center field defense is a smidge overrated, but at the same time, like you could use a spark. So bringing up a 21-year-old who's super fast and like people want to see up here, not the worst idea in the world.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team this year at the trade deadline? I say yes. Ike says yes. Jack says no. Next question today: give us a famous breakup based on nothing in current events at all. No thing happening in our world today has anything to do with a famous breakup. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book yours at chickiesandpetes.com. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.